Hi guys, I'm back today with another episode. This episode is gonna be about my healing process. I feel like I just need to talk about it because I want to tell you guys the truth, and I want to be honest about just some things going on in my life and just be completely blunt with you guys and just tell you guys the truth. Truthfully, y'all, if you, being honest with you all, who've been listening to me, who really listen because they actually like my content, I want to be completely honest with you guys in this episode. And I don't know how you're gonna feel, but truthfully, I'm not healing. Truthfully, I have done nothing to heal myself. Truthfully, I talk a lot about my healing process and I say I'm healing, but I'm truthfully not healing. All right, guys, sorry about that. I only did 1 minute of the recording because my daughter came in and I like, I've been trying to re-record the stuff because she's in the background. I want it to be quiet when I record this because I want you guys to fully get the gist of this episode. So like I was saying, I haven't tried to heal. I haven't done anything I'm supposed to do to heal myself. I've been telling you guys I'm healing. I am in a healing process, but I'm just not doing the things I'm supposed to do to help myself heal. Truthfully, I'm just not. I'm supposed to be, I go to therapy. She tells me what to do. I do these homework assignments. I say I'm going to do better, and I get back in there, and it's the same story again. I take my medication. Then after a while, I start to feel good, so I stop taking it. I know the things I need to do, but I just choose not to do them. And I don't know why. Healing is so hard, you guys. And my boyfriend mentioned something, I think it was today. He said, you're not trying to heal. He was like, you're still stuck in your past. You're still doing this. He was like, you're not trying to get better. And he's right. I haven't been trying to get better. And it's sad because I know I need to get better because I'm tired of living like this. Like, I'm tired of being depressed, tired of being sad. I'm tired of feeling the way I do, but I just don't do anything to fix it. So because I'm not fixing it, I'm just stuck. And I hate that. And it's like, I know what I need to do to heal, and I'm going to tell you guys what I need to do in a minute, but I hope listening to this, you listen with an open mind. It's kind of like why people say you can't heal in the same place that made you sick. And I'm trying to heal, but it's like, I kind of feel like, because when you're trying to heal yourself and you're dealing with trauma from your past, you have to feel that pain and you have to go through it and you have to remember in order to push through to heal it. And I think for me, the problem is that I remember it so much that a part of me overthinks it every single, I overthink about my past constantly. I overthink it to the point where instead of pushing and going through it, I just allow myself to keep feeling that pain over and over, over and over. And I'm not allowing myself to just heal and push through. So that's causing me more pain than anything. And then it's like, I don't want to be in pain, but I'm causing myself more pain. And it's not worth it. It's not, because truthfully, I could be a better daughter. I could be a better mother. I could be a better girlfriend. I could be a better niece. I could be a better granddaughter. I could be a better everything if I was just healed, or if I would just at least try to do better. And I don't want to not try. And like I said, a lot of me not trying is not because I want to be sick or I want to be in pain. It's because I'm just scared. Truthfully, I'm just scared because I think a lot of times, like I said, when you're healing, you have to feel it. And I don't want to feel that pain. So I just stay stuck in that area and I can't get out. Another thing is just I don't have empathy anymore for people, and I don't know why. And that scares me. Like, I had an incident that happened, like, probably last week, and my mom was like, you don't have any empathy. What's wrong with you? It's not like you don't feel anything. And I couldn't make myself feel. I kept making excuses and saying, oh, it's not a big deal. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll be over in a minute. And I kept, like, making excuses for myself, and I kept saying, like, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, whatever, it's not a big deal. And it was a big deal to the person that I hurt, but to me, I couldn't make myself see it as a big deal. I kept saying, no, it's not a big deal. Oh, whatever, get over it. It is what it is. That's what I kept telling myself. So it was kind of like that person is still hurting, but because in my mind it's not a big deal, I couldn't make myself feel anything. And that was sad. And then a situation happened today with my boyfriend. something happened with him. And I was kind of laughing at what he was telling me. I was laughing. I was joking a lot. I wasn't taking what he said seriously. His feelings was getting hurt. He was like, he felt like I didn't care. And I was just not caring about him. And it was just a joke. And truthfully, I wanted to feel something. But in that moment, I feel like I had like this facade or something up. I don't know. But the moment he went in the store, I just bursted out crying. And then when he came back to the car, I was crying. And he was like, why are you crying? Because I felt like in that moment, I didn't want to be this person that didn't have empathy. I didn't want to be this person that didn't feel. I wanted to feel. I wanted to have empathy. But I just didn't. I felt like I didn't know how in those moments. I just didn't in those situations that I've been in. I didn't know how to feel empathy. Because I gave empathy to so many people in my life when they've done things to me, when I've been hurt. And every time I show empathy or I do for somebody, I get hurt. So then it starts to make me become numb and I don't feel anything when somebody goes through something. I don't feel it because I've been hurt so much. Like, I'm the type of friend that will give you the last dollar if you don't have any money. I'm the type of friend that will pick you up, do what I got to do. If you need a favor, whatever you need, I got you. I'm there for you. And I've done that for so many people, but it's never reciprocated. No one's ever done that for me, but it's always me bending over backwards for other people. And I've given them empathy and I felt sympathy for them. And then in the end, I get burned. So because of that situation, it's just kind of been like, okay, I'm not going to allow myself to feel. Okay, I'm not going to allow myself to do anything because why should I allow myself to feel? Why should I allow myself to do anything if all it's going to lead to is me getting hurt? So, and then I was Googling something too because I was like, what's causing this situation? It's actually something called, it's called empathy fatigue, how stress and trauma can take a toll on you. And it's basically like, because you're somebody who has empathy and you care for so many people, it causes you to isolate yourself, feel numb or disconnected, lack of energy to care about other things around you, feeling overwhelmed, powerless or hopeless, not being able to relate to others, feeling angry, sad or depressed, obsessive thoughts about the suffering of others, feeling tense or agitated, feeling speechless or unable to respond appropriately to what's happening around you, self-blame. So it was a lot of these things happening because, and I didn't really even know such thing as empathy fatigue, but I'm like, basically, this hits it on the nail for me, why I haven't had empathy and why I can't feel like I should be, because I'm tired. And then the physical symptoms that come with that is inability to concentrate or be productive or complete daily tasks, headaches, nausea, upset stomach, difficulty sleeping or constant racing thoughts, self-medicating with drugs or alcohol, conflicts in your relationships, changes in your appetite, feeling exhausted all the time, avoiding work or other activities. And I'm like, lately, which has been crazy, I've been feeling really nauseous. Like, it's like certain foods, it's like not even certain foods, but when I eat, sometimes I don't feel good after. Like, I was at work Friday and I told my coworker I ate something and I said, I don't feel good. And she's like, why? She's like, you think it's from your sinus infection you had? And I was like, I don't know. But now that I'm thinking about it, I've been feeling like really queasy and uneasy lately. I didn't know where it was coming from, but this could be a result of it because I really hadn't been feeling that well. And also, like, I've been having a lot of conflicts in my relationships because of the situation. I'm always tired, and I've been having a lot of headaches lately. And, like, it's crazy. I thought the headaches were coming from my sinus, but my headaches have gotten so bad. Like, it'll be to the point where my headache will be so bad that my, like, the right side of my cheek will start aching, and my teeth will start hurting. The bottom part of my teeth will start hurting. And I was like, these are things I didn't even realize. I didn't even realize there was such an empathy fatigue. Because I've always, and I think a lot of that plays into my codependency of trying to always be there for others and make sure everybody's good and be a yes man person to everybody. And it's like, now it's affecting me. It's affecting my relationship with my boyfriend. It's affecting everything around me. And not only that, guys, but it's affecting my ability to be able to give my boyfriend all of me. It's like, I only have shown him bits and pieces of myself. But I haven't given him all of me because I just don't know how to do that. I feel like I don't truthfully think I've given any boyfriend all of me. I don't think I've given anyone that chance because of fear.
But
I
have missed my mommy.
Okay, baby. I promise in 5 minutes I'll come over there, okay?
I promise.
Pinky promise. I want you to sleep now.
Okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes, okay?
Uh-huh. But can't you open my cup and give me some more drink? More water.
So, I'm lacking a lot of that, you guys. And I don't know how to feel. I just don't know how to feel. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know this was running while I was down the hallway. My bad. My daughter was calling me. I told you guys I'm trying to record this in a quiet space, but can I record when I'm constantly getting interrupted? So it's like, it's frustrating. But so if you see a bit of a pause, it's because I went in the kitchen to get her some more water, and she wants some what's some things called, you guys? Little fruit snacks. So yes. Back to what I was saying though. So it's causing conflict in my relationship because, you know, my boyfriend, we butt heads sometimes because of I'm not able to give him all of me. I'm not able to really open up to him. I'm not able to really fully give him the things that he would want from me because I'm very closed off. Like, he tends to say, he's I'm comfortable around you. I open up to you. You don't do that to me. He thinks that I hide things from him. I'm not being open and honest. Thinks I'm lying, and I'm not lying. It's just that I don't know. I feel like in my last relationship, I gave so much of myself, at least what I could. It wasn't enough. And towards the end, I wasn't happy. We weren't going places like I thought we were. Everything just felt like it was wrong. And that's just when I just left. Like, he didn't want to move. Everything was just, it was a mess. It really was. And then I had to reap the benefits of that loss, and
Mama, can I
keep
my cup just to, can
you
put drink in it?
Yes,
thank
okay.
All right. Very
okay.
Cup
okay. So I had to kind of reap the benefits of that loss. It was just a lot of things happening, and oh my Lord, y'all. But it was just a lot of things happening, and just me not knowing how to deal with all the things that were happening in that relationship, all things that were happening in my life. I just never been able to really fully be, like, the only people I really can say that I was actually myself with was probably my friends that I grew up with. My friends that I grew up with, they know who they are. The ones that went to elementary school with me and lived in the same neighborhood as me as a little girl, they are the ones that truly have seen every side of me because they know me that well, that I've showed them who I am. And I don't know. I guess as far as relationships, I just haven't. That's probably one reason why I never fell in love, because I've never been able to truly give somebody all of me. Because a lot of times, I'm going to be real with y'all, a lot of times the men that I encounter, they like me, but they also don't like some stuff about me. They'll make comments like, oh, well, you talk too much. Or they'll make comments and say stuff like about little things they wish I would change about myself and do this differently for them. And it's like, I don't want to be with somebody that wants to change who I am. I want to be with somebody that loves all of me, even the good, the bad, whatever. Don't try to cut me down and make me be something that I'm not, just to fit your mold or whatever you want me to be. Because that's not what's going to work for me. So it kind of started to feel like that was kind of happening a lot, and I didn't like that. You know, I didn't feel good about that. And I don't know. it's just hard for me to open up. Then my boyfriend, like, he gets mad. He makes comments like, why won't you open up to me? You're not giving me all of you. And it's not true. He's like, you don't give me all of you. I'm only getting half of you. And he feels like he jaded because he feels like he's giving me all of him and I'm not giving him enough in return. It's like, I let him see the sides I want him to see. Because not every sides to me are beautiful. Like, who wants to deal with the broken, damaged girl? The girl that has anxiety and depression and who doesn't have it all together? Like, and I talk to him about my depression and my anxiety. He sees, like, things and stuff. But I'm just, I don't know. I guess I've always just been fearful if someone saw all of me, would they like all of what they saw? Or would they want to cut me down and change me to be something different? And then it's like, what scares me about it is, like, my boyfriend is so good at reading me. Like, he sees right through me. Like, no one's ever been able to, like, see right through me. And, like, if I say something different, he'll know that I'm thinking something. Like, if I, let's say, for, and this is going to be an example. Let's say I told him I want steak. But he looks at me, he's like, you don't want steak because you want pizza. Like, that's how he is. Like, I can tell him one thing and he looks at me and goes, you're not telling the truth. Like, this is what you really feel. And he's always right. And I try to cover up that stuff because I don't want him to, like, I guess, see that side. But he always sees right through me. So he pretty much knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm feeling. And I'm not used to that. And it's somebody being able to read me and just figure me out like that. Like, that's scary a little bit. But it just hurts my feelings because I feel like it doesn't hurt my feelings, but it makes me feel bad because he feels like he doesn't have all of me. And I don't know what the fear is with all of me. I don't know if I'm scared to give him all of me because of my past or because I don't know how, or maybe I'm just scared of not being accepted if he sees every part of me. I don't know. Like, tonight he just was like, and I won't lie, some of the things my boyfriend tells me, when he's brutally honest with me, it hurts my feelings. But a lot of things that he says, most of the time, are truthful about me. Things that I don't want to hear, but he's telling me, and I'm like, dang it, he's right. Can't be like he's wrong, because he is right. And I know he's right, and that's why I don't say nothing back. Because it's like, what can I say when you're telling me truth about myself, and I don't want to hear it, but it's true. Anybody who's sitting with somebody, and they're telling them something they don't want to hear about themselves, your first initial reaction is to probably shut down because you don't like that feeling. But, I mean, what can I do in that moment? He was basically telling the truth, you know, and I can't run. You can't run from the truth forever. Somebody's going to figure you out. So it's just putting all this stuff is just putting a strain on my relationships, putting a strain on me and my family life and just so many. Thank you, Stein. So many things, you know, it's like it takes a toll on you. It does. I'm tired. Then it makes me question, should I not even be in a relationship? Should I change myself? Like, because today when I left his house, I just was bawling my eyes out on the way home because I was just like, I felt bad because I wasn't empathetic to his story he told me. I felt bad because I wasn't giving him all of me. I felt bad because I feel like that's why I didn't want to get in a relationship. Because I knew, like, when you're healing, it's kind of like I knew, like, I didn't want to bring somebody into this mess of mine. Who wants to bring somebody into a world of chaos with depression, anxiety, mood swings, and all these things going on in your life? Nothing's perfect. And I'm just trying to make it day by day. Like, I didn't want to bring him into that world. I didn't want him to touch that part of my life at all. So that's why I've been single, too, because I don't want to bring somebody into that world. Not everybody I tell the story to, they don't get it. Some people I say I have depression, anxiety, and I try to talk to them about it. They think I'm playing victim, or they'll say, you're playing victim, or I don't want to talk about that. Or they'll talk about it one or two times, and they don't want to hear. Like, I had one friend tell me, I don't want to talk about this today because you always talk about your depression and anxiety. And today's not a good day for me. Like, they literally told me that, and it hurt my feelings so bad. And this was, like, probably over the summer, like June or July. And okay. And so they
literally just, it's up top, Snake. Look, on top of the thing, blanket, so. So it was just kind of like, they were tired of me. Honest thing. Okay, close it up, close it up. So, it's just like, you know, it's just rough. It's rough. All right. This is rough, and because you don't know who really cares and who doesn't. Bless you, Stank. All right, close it up. So, it just was like, some people really care about your depression, and some people don't care at all. They fake care. Oh, yeah, I care about your depression. They don't care about your depression. They don't care about you. They just saying whatever at that point to you. So, not everybody cares about your depression or what you're going through. They don't. I'm just going to be real with y'all. Some people do. Like, I had a friend. Like, I told you the story about my friend just now. They would just kind of let me have it. And then, like, from that time on, like, our friendship just shifted. Because that person also, that friend, I also had depression and anxiety themselves. And I think it was just overwhelming them and to talk about my stuff and then talk about their stuff. So they just got upset with me. And I don't know. After that, I just didn't even ever talk to them about my depression and anxiety again. And that shifted our friendship, truthfully. But with my boyfriend, he doesn't ever judge me. Like, he doesn't ever, if I talk about my depression and anxiety, he doesn't go, oh, Lord, here she talking about this again. He just listens to me. He doesn't tell me to shut up talking. He listens. He gives advice, but he's caring. I don't know. I don't know, you guys. Like, maybe it's just me. I want to be able to give him all of me. I want to be able to just stop the madness and not feel the way I feel every single day. Because I'm tired. I don't want this to, this stuff is affecting, like, my home life with my family. Affecting my relationship with my daughter, with my parents. It's affecting my relationship at work. It's affecting my personal life. It's affecting my dating. It's affecting every part of my life. Because I haven't healed, it's been affecting me for months. This has been going on for a year. A whole year, you guys. This has been going on. And I have not been able to get myself together. So I can't get myself on the right track. I can't. It's like putting the wrong shoe on every morning when you get out of bed. You're putting your left shoe on your right foot. And your right foot on your left foot. And it's just not working. That's how I feel every day. And I'm tired. I'm tired. Because, and
did you wipe her butt?
Listen, I'm recording this, Melissa. Did you okay, wipe her butt? Okay. All right, her butt is fine. All right.
Her butt's cool.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So, it's just like, it's tiring. You know, it's really tiring. And I think, like I said, a lot of it is to do with, there's so much going on, you guys, that's why I don't record a lot and that's why I don't tell you guys everything sometimes. But I feel like you guys need to know the truth about my healing process. It's not what it should be. It's not what it should be at all. I'm struggling, but I'm trying to get there. But I don't like how it's affecting everything. And I'm going to tell you guys what I need to do to heal and what I'm going to have to do. So in order for me to heal, I literally have to do these things. The first thing I need to do is start taking my medication. I don't want to take medication again. I hated taking it, but I noticed that when I do take my medication, I am better. I'm more calmer. I'm more nicer. I'm not on edge. I'm not angry. I'm not arguing with people. I'm able to function better every day. And even though I don't want to be on medications, I'm going to have to take them. So it's like I don't have really any other choice. I just have to take the medication. And I just have to move on and move forward with that. So that's really the next thing that I'm trying to do is just take the medication. Okay, thank you, Stank. All right. Thank you. So it's just realizing what you have to do when you're doing it. Oh, it's like, oh, you keep bringing this food in here, girl. Ouch. Ugh, Lord, you guys, I done hit my toe. My daughter will not stop coming. This recording is, like, horrible. I'm so sorry, you guys. All right, Madison, enough. All right, close the door. All right, Madison. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, you guys. Like, this recording is probably all over the place. I really didn't want a whole bunch of noise in the background, and Lord, I knew that was going to happen, but I was hoping it wouldn't because I really wanted to give you guys a good recording because this is a serious topic to me,
But again, I apologize for all the background noise, and it's my daughter. What can I do? And I apologize for like the moment that I left, stepped away, and came back. So I'm sorry, y'all. This recording might be all over the place, but it does have an important message in it that I hope reaches somebody today. So, like I said, the first thing is taking my medication. I have to take that again because without that, I can't get better. So, that's the biggest thing for me to do. I don't want to take it, but I have to, so. So, I definitely will start taking that again tomorrow. And I meant to buy a medication tray. I had one in my room and I can't find it now, you guys. I was going to use it to put my medicines in. Now I got to find it because I don't know what. Oh, I found it. So, I do have one. So, I'm going to be using this medication tray. It's like tells you the days of the week of your medications. I'm going to put my medicines in here tonight before I go to bed, actually. And so, in the morning, all I have to do is just open these things up. And it'll be able to tell me, like, you know, I'll be able to just take it like this every day. That's what I'm going to be doing. So, I need to actually get a refill on my depression medications because that is, like, really low. But anyway, outside of that, that's what I'll be doing. And then, second thing that I'm going to do is write a letter to my past. So, my therapist had an idea in therapy one day to write a letter to my dad because at the time, me and him were having a strained relationship. And I wrote the letter, didn't give it to him, of course. But it was the point of not giving it to him, but just venting out your feelings. I feel like, so I'm going to do a letter about my past. I'm going to vent out my feelings. I'm going to talk about my past. And I'm going to get over it. This letter, now I know this is crazy. I was watching 13 Reasons Why. And the guy, Tony, on there, he had a letter from Hannah saying keep my secret or whatever because he had the tapes and you owe me. And so he put a lighter to it and burned it to save his, I know this is crazy, to save his butt, you know, when he had to go to court. So I thought about just writing a letter to my past, but instead of burning it or doing something crazy, just ripping it up when I'm done. And that, the ripping it up the letter is symbolizing that it's over, it's done. I've written this letter, I'm going to read it out loud to myself when I'm done, and I'm going to rip it up and say it's done. I'm done with my past. I'm moving on. So I'm going to be writing a letter to my past this week. The third thing I'm going to be doing is I love my boy. My boyfriend means a lot to me. I appreciate him. He's the world to me, literally. He knows this. I love the person he is. I love everything about him. But I was like, I don't want to keep him in this world of mine if it's going to continue to be this bad. Like, no one wants to keep somebody in the world. He doesn't care about... The problem is, which sucks, is that he doesn't care that I have depression or anxiety. He doesn't care that I'm healing. None of that affects him or bothers him. He's just like, okay, you're healing. You're doing that. I'm cool with that. He doesn't care. In fact, he wants to be a part of the process, which is cool. But I hate to bring him through this process with me because it's not fair to him, and I don't want my codependency to be so affected by another person again, because codependency is real, and believe me, I don't want my codependency to affect anything in my life. Like, I just can't do that. And if I had to choose between what I'm going to do, I would choose myself, because I know that I would have to choose me if I had to make a decision about anything. But of course, like I said, naturally I don't want to leave my boyfriend, but I don't want him to be so caught up in his world either. So.
Can I show you how I do something? I put into people looking at me. Please keep looking at me.
Oh, Sink, I'll be over there 1 minute. So. Good job, Sink. Close my door. So, I'm just going to be like writing a pros and cons paper. I'm going to be writing a pros and cons paper. The pros of why I should stay in this relationship and the cons of why I shouldn't. And it's not because I don't care about my boyfriend. It's just not. I just... I just need to make sure that I'm making all the right decisions. Because I know in order to heal, I got to put myself first. I can't put another person before my healing process. So that's super important for me to make sure that I'm coming first. And I don't want to put my boyfriend on the back burner, but I don't want him to be my, I don't want him to be the sole focus in my life. Because for one, my daughter comes first, which she always does. And then two, then there's God and family and whoever else after. But it's not even really that. It's just that when you have codependency, it's so important that you put yourself first. Because if I put another person over top of me, then that means my codependency is not, is acting up again. That means that my mind is telling me that I'm not important. That person over trumps me. And that's just not true. And it's just so important that with codependency, I just handle things differently. So no, this does not mean that I'm dumping my boyfriend and we're going to break up. We probably will not break up, most likely. It's just me knowing that I have to put myself first in order to heal. Because if I don't put myself first, then I can't heal properly. So it's so important to know that in order for me to heal properly like I'm supposed to, that I have to, literally have to put myself first. And I haven't talked to my boyfriend about this because today was just a rough day, kind of, sort of. So I'm not going to say too much to him about this whole process or whatever. But yeah, that's just definitely what's happening right now. And hopefully in doing all these things that I need to do, I can get better for myself. I can change and I can just do better things, you know, in life. Cause that's really the goal. But thank you guys for listening as always, guys. I'm going to end this cause I'm tired. My neck hurts and it's time for bed. It's like 9:20. I'm going to finish watching a little bit of 13 Reasons Why, and then I'm going to bed. So, yeah. My daughter's like, come in my room, mommy. So, anyway, guys, peace and love. Thanks for listening, and I hope someone out there relates to this and you understand. Again, sorry about the recording and all the background noise. Peace and love.